This man spoke at a public meeting last night in what's been dubbed the roadside parliament.
It's all about food in supermarkets.
Whoa.
This is a problem that I realize a lot of people are just bickering under their breath about, but it's a serious issue. The Prime Minister has powers to regulate prices in Barbados.
Yes.
But nobody's talking about that. We have one entity in Barbados, which I always tell my friends, is, I consider it monopolization. It happens in the light of power, and people tend to forget about BSNT, who has not been acquired by McDonald's. It brings majority of the brands that we go, that we love, to Barbados continuously. They also have supermarkets, which to me is a conflict of interest. I see America tested this. They had Microsoft, which was broken up because it was too much of a big power, and it basically controlled the industry when it comes to technology in a sense with chips and all that. So they had to break it up into companies. We have Massey bringing food to Barbados, then distributing it to the Populars and all the other supermarkets. There are people here who are much older than me who will remember Buzz Buddy, Buddy Rick, Rich, all of those supermarkets. Who got pushed out because of the prices that Massey was bringing these items to Barbados, distributing them to the other stores, but then they still have supermarkets. So this supermarkets was the interest. So therefore, they were not pricing it at a price that would be competitive, that they could have dropped their prices to accommodate Barbados in the store. So the prices remain at this consistent price. So if you want to do a markup, it would be like a 20, 40 cent or 10 cents. Like any person who don't upgrade just the Barbados when you supermarket. Barbados needs to tell Ms. Morley, come on, we are not stupid. BSNT, who's no Massey, needs something to be done. Nobody should be getting 800% markup on items. It is ridiculous. And I'm telling you, that is addressed. I'm tired of hearing Barbados like me walking through saying, oh, they can't do nothing because containers expensive. That is a farce. That is part of it, but the markups are incredible. Let me go behind the scenes and look at the markups. I have information, but it's outrageous just to see that a businessman trying to make a big markup, marginal, and to the demise of us here in Barbados. People here are struggling in these supermarkets every day.
This man spoke at a public meeting last night in what's been dubbed the roadside parliament.
Come on, one bite. My wife is Trinidad, and they ain't going to Trinidad. It's outrageous to see the amount of food that they come into the market. People say, well, they do my impression. But the same mass operated down there. But they look a minority though because they have been pushed up because of their price. Don't they? It needs to stop. So, like Barbados, will wake up and address these issues. That is one of the serious issues in Barbados. The hospital is one, I must say. But I see food in Barbados, you can't survive without eating. We need to do something about that. These parents who can't even send school, they took over the proper lunch or they come. She just have a body lunch in the pocket. It's outrageous.
And Kimar Stewart gave this response to the man's concerns.
In Barbados, we had, we call it a public parade on supermarket prices in Barbados from a then opposition leader who said that the high prices in the supermarket were a result of the NSRL.
Yes, yes.
And that removing the NSRL would considerably lower prices in the supermarket. NSRL was removed and the prices went up.
Absolutely.
Right? I heard a merchant standing on the floor of a supermarket, standing next to Dwight Sunderland, who was the Minister of Small Business at the time. And this merchant said, the high prices in the supermarket had nothing to do with NSRL. But you know why they marched against the NSRL? Because they can't steal it or they can't get away from it. They will have to pay upfront to get the goods out of the port. They can't do it without they do the VAT. Hold on to the VAT, don't pay it. And then when the government come in, write off over $1 billion in VAT and income tax owed to the government of Barbados, which Castle explains a criminal act. Right? They will work that off. And still prices have not come down in Barbados. But if you recognize, along to the campaign financiers of the government are persons who are into the retailing of food. So therefore, they will not do anything to affect the the profit margins of these big conglomerates who uses Barbados's foreign exchange to put goods for the entire Caribbean.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.